Okay, QQ members, this is Dwight. I've had the great privilege of listening to something quite extraordinary here in Australia. It's pointless for me to tell you why I'm here, but I'm only here in Australia actually because I was going to have the opportunity to meet the Surround Masters. And as you know, they've done an awful lot for the forum. And now I've had an opportunity to listen to their total perspective system, which has completely blown me out of the water. What I heard just a few moments ago, I wouldn't have believed. And I'm going to let them tell you about it. They're going to give you're going to hear their voices. You've been communicating with them on the forum, and here's an opportunity for them to talk about something. And I'm going to write about this when we get back. But Chucky, first of all, if you can all just say your name, and
I'm Chucky, okay. Otherwise Charlie Van Dongen. I've been on the forum for some time. Moving along to Dawson.
All right, Dawson.
Yeah, I'm Dawson. I'm really the salesperson in the organisation, so I think everything's wonderful.
I'm David Alexandru, the one with the goggles on the forum. I'm the Overture on the forum. And the general engineer and the chief bitch at Involve Audio.
I'm going to let them describe to you what the total perspective system is, but I simply want to say that I have had the opportunity, and I'm just being dead honest here, I would not be saying this, I wouldn't be doing this if I had not been just blown away. What I heard was so superior to the standard 7.1 system that we've all become familiar, or 5.1 system that we've all become familiar with, whether in music or in motion pictures. And we were watching Avatar, the movie, and A-Being, the standard soundtrack with their total perspective soundtrack, and it is a true advancement in audio. And how it works, I do not know. And I will let them try to talk about, but I'll let Chucky and David Dawson tell you what they were attempting to achieve. And I am here as an honest broker to tell you not only did they achieve it, they went beyond the ordinary sound experience. I'm going to start with Chucky.
Oh, hi, everybody. I suppose I'll go back to the beginning of my surround sound experience. Was probably in the mid-'80s when I, with great enthusiasm, adopted ProLogic 1. In fact, I built a lot of that system at home and eventually turned it on, and I was greatly disappointed. Disappointed partly because I personally don't like center channel, and Dwight and I disagree on that, but we'll live with it. That's all right. But probably more specifically disappointed because all I heard was essentially 70-80% of the sound coming out of the center and the odd little splashy effects coming from front left, front right, and the sides. And to me, it never represented an immersive environment at all. It represented a very artificial creation, and it showed the limitations of the recording engineers in what they were doing. I think in some ways it could have been better presented at the time, but it wasn't. And then later on, of course, we got ProLogic 2, which was an advancement on that, and now all the myriad of the discrete systems. But the way I see it at the moment, we've got 5.1, which is the popular thing, 7.1, 11.1, 22.2, the latest Dolby Atmos, and then you can go to more advanced wave field synthesis techniques, which are upwards of 60 channels. We've heard up to 900 channels, which I'm sure the wife is going to really love in the house. I can't sell. I've trouble selling 4 channels in my house. So Involve and Total Perspective mm-hmm. were very much an attempt to address those issues and to get a more immersive sound going. And I suppose one of my initial focuses was to get rid of the centre channel. I hate the centre channel for reasons of whenever I'm looking at the performances, I see their mouths moving, the performers, their mouths moving in the middle of the screen, yet I hear the sound coming from underneath the screen, which is presenting, say, a 30-degree differential between where the sound should come from where I'm actually hearing it. That disturbs me a lot. But also what disturbs me is the installation of the centre channel. It doesn't really fit well in most houses. Not everybody has got the luxury of a full theatre as such. Most people they've got a TV which they plonk in the middle of the room, and so where do you put the centre channel? It doesn't always quite fit underneath the TV, and the wife doesn't always like it. In fact, as I was saying to Dwight yesterday, Philips had a study a few years ago where they found in 60% of installations of surround sound systems that the customers didn't turn on the rears or the centres, or they just put them up the front. And that's a real conundrum out there that's being promoted heavily, yet not being used. So Total Perspective, combination with our Involve system, was an attempt to simplify things down, to get it back to four speakers, because I viewed that a room typically has four corners, and you may as well, there are good places to stick the speakers overall, and to hide things.
Let me just say to everyone, you must understand that Chucky and I do have a little bit of disagreement about the center channel, but not listening when you don't want to get rid of the center channel. The center channel is there in Total Perspective. It's there without a center channel. And it doesn't matter where you are in the room, you have the center channel, you just don't have the bloody speaker there.
Correct.
And that's the extraordinary thing. So, I mean, that's the important thing. Now I'm going to go to.
Sorry, one last point.
Yes.
Our system is compatible with the center channel too. If you want the option of the center, you can put it there. But we deliberately don't run it in here. Very briefly, we've just had a demonstration where we all sit wherever the hell we want in this room, and we tend not to sit in the middle anymore. Right. And that's an effect of this system.
I want to go to David and ask David a question. If I don't know if he has the answer to it, but. When we were watching and listening to Avatar, we were listening not to the multi-channel tracks. We were listening simply to the two-channel track. And I heard 50% more environmental sound, clarity, and envelopment than I heard with the 7.1 surround. Can you give any perspective on that to our forum members?
Perspective?
Total perspective.
Total perspective. Perhaps to clarify what we're hearing in this room as well, we've got it set up as a... we have a top and a bottom field. They're both playing the same content. It does help greatly to make the entire room like a sphere.
We did that because it's a 3D system.
But it is a 3D system. It has the capability, if you had some material deliberately designed for it, you could have a top field and a bottom field run separately and both separately decoded through.
Four channels.
Yeah, and that comes through four channels. I think part of what it is when you get a down mix out of a DVD player or a Blu-ray player or whatever, you get that multi-channel information gets mixed in regardless. But then on top of that, any environmental noises that have been put in the front or put around the room... that's how Involve works. It listens to it as if it's an environment, and so that extra information that the engineers aren't going to take the time to try and find and spread down out throughout the room, because it's not worth their time. It's just so much involved, if you'll pardon the expression. So to have an automatic way to actually do that in a smooth way from front to back, it'd be a great boon for engineers, I think, if they were to use it in the recording process, that alone.
Would it be simpler for them to produce a two-channel, and I think this is where you're headed, and to produce a two-channel master and not worry about the other channels because you decode it. You decode the two channel. Would it be easier for engineers, in other words, to just produce that two channel master and then let you do the work?
In terms of decoding environmental sounds, yes. I think there are cases where they're still going to have to decide where they want to put things in with surround sound effects. So that's for sure, because that goes into the downmix. But we can do both. But then they don't have to do any additional work on the environmental sound or on that atmospheric sound and that immersive sound, because we can decode that.
Well, let me just then ask you this. Can I assume, or would it be correct for me to assume, then, after listening to the total perspective and listening to the 7.1, that literally, when you listen to a 7.1 soundtrack, things are lost. And when you listen to the two-channel, there are things buried in there that are sort of like what people call Easter eggs of sound.
Oh, absolutely. I find myself, the forum members that know this with music that they've played and stuff that they might have known for years. And you go back and play some of your favorite music and you find things you've never heard before. I've been finding a lot of that. And the same happens with movies. It's little extra details that you didn't realize you were missing. And then suddenly it becomes more coherent with what you're seeing on the screen.
Dawson. As a man tasked with selling this. I'm a consumer. I'm the ultimate consumer in many ways. I'm first onto the boat with QS many, many years ago, SQ, Fosgate, surround sound, anything. I'm a consumer. And I always like to hear something first. I'm sold. I've never heard it's like going from two-channel to multi-channel sound. I mean, that's what, and this is, a step beyond that. Now, what is your major problem in selling this system?
I think the entire industry has been told for 30 or 40 years one thing is so much better than another. This amp's better than another amp. This set of speakers is better than some other set of speakers. And sure, there are upgrades within the systems, but they're all relatively small. When you hear take Total Perspective and Involve together, it is such a major advance in acoustics that it's difficult for us to get across to people just how big an advance it really is. And you do need to change speakers. You do need to change, you need to have the right amps, and, of course, you need to put in Involve. But over the time, we are hoping that the major manufacturers will take on this, and then people will get it easily. But I would say to anybody in the forum who doesn't have a surround master that for your $300 or $400, if you get one and you don't like it, we'll take it back, no problems at all. We haven't had any back. So but I think that is our single biggest problem, is that it is difficult to tell people just what an advance is. And Dwight, we appreciate the fact that you come and listen to these things and you've got one and you really do hear that major upgrade in sound.
Well, yeah, for me, I mean, I feel so fortunate. Because really, someone can tell you about this, but it's hard to believe that you create the center channel without a center channel. Mm-hmm. Although there are difficulties in that there are complexities, but these complexities have in some ways been built into speakers in the past. I remember when Polk Audio placed their had speakers that were really two speakers in one for crosstalk cancellation.
Yes.
Yeah, nowhere near as fantastical as this is. This pulls information out from the two-channel. I mean, because you're going back to this two-channel mix and with the surround master involve technology, It's so much of an improvement, and you have to hear it. I want to go back to he. David is trying to say something. So, okay.
Well, I was just going to say the same point and ask you the question: is before you had heard it, is there any combination of words we could have put together that you would, where you would have gone, I get it, or I understand, or I believe that's what you're doing?
No, in my thinking was, well, you know, this is. I understand why people don't like the Center Channel, but I love the Center Channel. Because I have a lot of, you know, and it seems to really, what in your communication with us that was missing, and I think this is what you, is that you don't, yeah, the Center Channel is a problem for you, but you have discovered that there's more information in the 2-channel mix than there is in the 7-channel mix, and your processors are, not only are you getting rid of the Center Channel, but you're bringing more information to the plate. Most of us think that the Center Channel brings more information to the plate. And you are correct. See, I don't want to get rid of my Center Channel, no. But I may, but I may be in a situation where, I mean, I look at my speakers and I'd have to sell my speakers. But if I were buying a new system now, after having heard this, I would only wait for yours. I mean, that's it, because I've heard more information from your processor than I heard from theirs. And I think that that's the...
There's two levels of processing here.
Yeah.
One level, of course, is the involved processing, which everybody in the forum is pretty well aware of. But for the total perspective effect, it's a combination of two things. It's a mechanical change to the speakers, and a bit like pulp, the speakers become two speakers within one. And there is a separate processor which drives the effect of total perspective. But to me, it creates a freedom. Where you don't care where you sit in the room, even where you were standing, David, before and off to the side, and you get the same frontal image positioning consistent from all positions in the room. You experienced that too yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, and as I was trying to describe verbally, you have the pinpoint localization that you want. But there's a palette of sound that goes that just is complete, totally seamless across the front that disappears the moment you go to the 7.1 track, which everything just falls to that center.
Yeah.
It has to be demonstrated. You have to hear it. Once you hear it, you will. Understand the importance of it, and the idea that it's, you only need the 2 channels to extract all this information. You don't need the 5 separate channels.
That's very true. One other way you can go about it, and this is quite interesting, is where you do a full encode and decode, where you grab the 4 or 5 channels, you then encode that into 2 channels, and then you decode it. And what we find is, yeah, it's pretty faithful, all right, but on our tests with test audiences and people, we find there's a slight preference always towards the encoded, decoded method than going straight from the discrete. And the reason for that is that, yeah, okay, we put the stuff around the room where you want it to be. If you've got a bell or a whistle going off in the back right-hand corner, it will be there. But what we tend to do when we encode from the 5-channel mix, we actually tend to pull out more surround information and side fills and information around the room that is usually missed, I should say, on the 5.1 recording.
And I verify that. I heard that, and I'm that is absolutely the fact. It's not even, I mean, there's nothing subtle about this. This is like hit you over the head. Oh my God, yeah. This is so much better, and I'm only listening to 2 channels. as a source.
Yeah. The other aspect of this is that in this room we're at now, we have the facility, and David touched on it before, of doing a full 3D. We've got it configured at the moment. It's just a straight circular sound field. But software permitting, in terms of media, we can, with four data channels, do a full 3D. And we've done that before in America, in fact, where we managed to, using an ambisonic source, decoded that, and we created a full 3D environment with stuff flying over their head and everything. And again, it didn't matter the damn where you sat in the room.
Well, just to say, when you discussed the this sounded a great deal to me like Lexicon, who had a new system called Quantum Surround, which they were going to come out with, and they gave some explanation they couldn't get a chip or something, and then they killed it. And this sounds similar, but you have done it. In other words, you actually have the piece of equipment that works. You can do it. And I will tell you, listening to this in this room, even though this was not that 3D, it is one of the most immersive sound fields I've ever heard.
But the importance of it is that a lot of the media, like your DVDs, your Blu-rays, etc., they're all more than two channels. They've got four or five channels on there. And so we don't need any more than four channels to present a full 3D soundscape in an environment, if required. And I think that's quite important. But one of the other points I was saying before to Dwight was that, believe it or not, the most common format out there today is still stereo. It's not DVDs, it's not Blu-rays, it's stereo, because you look around, you've got records, you've got tapes, you've got CDs, DVDs, you've got broadcast transmission through television, radio, FM, YouTube, iTunes, you name it. It's a two-channel format. The average person out there is starting to get confused. I get confused with all the new formats coming out. And so the mass market understands stereo. They're familiar with it. It doesn't scare you. We are totally compatible with stereo. You just basically grab that stereo stream and put it through our processing, and hopefully everybody will be happy. Also, the other factor is it's the surround effect is not bit rate or data rate dependent, is the word I'm searching for, thank you, in that if you ran it through YouTube, you'll get the very same surround effect. Yes, you'll get a higher quality presentation of the acoustic detail and the fine points using better speakers, better media, but the actual surround effect is the same.
I'm going to go back to David here before we're going to close down here in a minute. But I want everybody else to put in their words, their last words here.
Oh, just my last words, following on from Charlie's, is that it makes it incredibly easy for the format to become ubiquitous.
Yes.
Basically, because it's already compatible with all recorded media.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether you put it into your car or into your, you take the signal off your television or anywhere else, you get a full surround sound. And I think it's important that almost all of you will have listened to most things over your life in stereo. And the reason was it probably was the best format to listen to. But in fact, our ears are surround sound. We hear in surround sound. The question is now, or do you have a format good enough to surpass stereo? And I think Envolve is definitely that.
The other thing, just touching on what Dawson said there too, is that the Envolve recording format, which is the two-channel Envolve stream, sounds exactly like stereo. There's no difference when you listen to it. Unlike, say, a QS stream, which sounded compressed, we don't have that problem. When you decode it out, it sounds just like a proper surround. It is universal, and I think that's important.
I just want to say that I've listened to a lot of demonstrations in my life. I remember across from Penn Station in New York City, at one of the first New York audio shows, I heard the Tate 101A, the famous Tate 101A, being demonstrated by Fosgate with Tomita's Snowflakes Are Dancing, the stereo recording. And it was remarkable. It really was, because it actually did sound discreet. But I have never heard a demonstration as effective as this was, going going back and forth. And the fact that it is compatible with just two channels, and that you can, that all that information is in the two channel and missing from the seven channel, is mind-boggling and must be heard to be believed. And so I'm sort of pressuring you guys to say, first of all, anybody listening to this who's going to come to Australia, you have to get in touch with if you're on vacation or something, you have to get in touch with Chucky.
Yep.
And you have to hear this. But I'm afraid you guys are going to have to get this out of here, maybe in a simpler way to be heard. But I promise you, it's I'm not that easy to impress.
We're currently commercializing the system into a much smaller, semi-bookshelf sort of approach. In fact, one of the universities in Melbourne, Swinburne University, is working with us on that project on Total Perspective, and they're doing a very good job. A big stumbling block was to make the speakers look attractive, we've solved that.
It's important.
Just on that, we have an electrostatic background ourselves, and electrostatic speakers are very suited to Total Perspective, but the problem was to make it actually look attractive, and it was awful. But now we've achieved that, so this is important to us.
Any other words before we say goodbye?
Well, just to the forum members, if they want to come and have a listen, just before we get our system released, up until that point, Google Maps says we're just a short jet ski across the Pacific Ocean. feel free to come.
I just remembered yesterday we also did a demo to you, Dwight, where you compared encode, decode to discrete. And you tried to pick the difference. And this was on Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon Money.
Right.
And what was your findings?
I couldn't tell the difference. And in fact, I would have preferred the. I would have preferred that. It was quite. Again, it's. I could not tell the difference. I mean, that's it.
Well, I think one of the things that we are trying to get across to people, that there is nothing artificial about what we do. We take only what is in the track, and we don't add or subtract anything from it. So, we've had people sort of say, oh, well, this is a great artificial system, but it is not artificial at all, and that's a critical issue.
Well, thank you all. I have to just tell you, I feel so privileged to have come this far, and actually, this is like you actually do find the gold at the end of the rainbow. Seriously, this is really something. I didn't expect it. I did not anticipate.
Do you tell Dwight how much it's going to cost him for his new system?
But it's. Wait a minute. Hold on. What have I done? No. Wait a minute. Where am I? I just woke up. This is a dream. I'm sorry. No. Thank you all so much. I only wish you the best, and I certainly will continue to.
And I think it's very rude the way the forum members haven't visited us, by the way.
yeah. Well, anyway, it's just a pleasure, and thank you. And by the way, just so you know, the hospitality here has been nothing short of amazing. And I want to give a nod to Rusty. I kept calling him Rusty Andy, and then he said, no, it's Rusty and I.
And I.
I finally know why. So Rusty and I, thank you so much for and Lorraine, the best lasagna I ever had, and it is the truth.
Ron, if you're listening there, he definitely said it to me. It was the best lasagna. He is not kidding. Okay?
I'll second that. He's been gushing about it all day.
Haven't stopped.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody. I hope you enjoyed listening to the voices of the people who have been so good to the forum. And John Urban, I want to thank you, too, because 10 years, you've made all this possible, really.
Yes.
You're always, I've told you, you saved my life, my sanity on many, many occasions. So thank you very much. And goodbye, everybody.